Ladies, gentlemen, other life forms. When I told the Phoenician Zyglot about Zed's passing, she said something that I'm going to repeat, and I'm paraphrasing. Just so Zed. Thank you.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
You are now listening to Forget That Yo Radio. Forget That Yo Radio. The number one show on planet Earth. Any other show, forget that, yo.
In the days when I was a teenager, I rocked the Jordan 5s, Kanye rocked the Blazer. You could find Taylor listening to hip hop. My pops used to say it reminded him of Pete Rock. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things come in twos, like the Mets B Nike pack. Shout out to the shoes. Check him in his all black hoodie. Flow light years ahead, just ask Woody. Pixar, Monster Inc. when I write. Flow tight, like you trying to open six jars. And I do it so easy, like I'm riding on a bike. Why they try to get a handle on these sick bars? I think I'm Rats Matt Hoffman. Ill got him coughing. BMX Bowflex, yeah, I live often. Hot like Texas, yeah, I'm talking Austin. Plus they say I'm cold like the weather up in Boston. Better bundle up, zip that North Face tightly. Yeah, that's be that movement, I ain't talking hyphy. Tampax, heavy flow, never take them lightly, period. End the conversation so politely, man. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and yeah. We gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever can we fake moves. We gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever can we fake moves.
Hey, yo, TD, I got the it factor. Rolling with a squad of young goons, click clackers. Stacking my green on the bay like a packer. Homie, I'm a Big Mac boy, you a snacker. In the ocean, I'm a shark boy, you a snapper. Dudes feller than pencils, so it's easy to snap them. Balls hit them in the heads, causing confusion. Mixture of this ball and this rap, super fusion. Pockets on lumps, call it contusion. Enlighten these youngins, they calling me Confucius. Pardon the interruption, cool kids with some new kicks. I'm a grown man, boy, you a nuisance. I'm all about my dollars, I ain't worrying about your 2 cents. The game is a bitch, gotta learn how to use her. If you hit her right, then you ball with the amusement. I'm going for the dub, I can't stand losing. Voice magic to the beat, Van Gundy can't stand him. Trees bring me luck, like the QB from Stanford. Hitting these chicks, watching for Big Ben scandals. Boy spit hot like drops from a candle.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and yeah, we gotta make moves. Never ever ever can we fake moves. We gotta make moves. Never ever ever can we fake moves.
Hey, yo, 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 yo. All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today. Yeah, the Forget That Yo Boys is back.
Yeah.
Episode number 20. You got KD. We got Stone.
You're going to get this work.
Yes, sir. We would have the Black Hawk, but apparently he ain't doing good business out on the street with some Emerge tea. So we need y'all to help him out or something.
Yeah, man. Buy somebody buy one.
Otherwise, he's going to be ringing that Salvation Army bell, arresting them folks before we can get him back. So
he wasn't the Santa Claus. He just wearing a suit and ringing the bell.
He just sitting by the collection bin. So
he got his own bucket out there.
You see a light skinned dude in some KD's sneakers. Be wary. He might be stealing money out the collection bin. So.
Oh, real, yeah.
But, yo, happy holidays again. You know, we made it through Thanksgiving. Grateful to be here. How's your Thanksgiving, man?
Man, I ate like I wasn't ever going to eat again, man.
Man. I wish I said I could have ate like that, but I didn't.
Word?
Yeah, man. Well, I ate good, but you know how when you do a potluck and people bring a lot of different foods and you just kind of be like, yeah, that's what my Thanksgiving, because we did the potluck thing over here, and I fried up some turkeys. You know, my end of the bargain was held up good, but somebody brought some stuffing, and I was like, oh, stuffing. Oh, shit, you know, let me get the stuffing. Turned out it had ground up clams or oysters in it.
Yeah, oyster stuffing, yeah.
Oh, so you hit to that then?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's straight. It's actually pretty good.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't doing it, though, so...
I mean, well, like, you can't eat everybody's, you know what I'm saying? like, if your grandmama make it, okay, we good. Susie from down the street, now, I don't know about all that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how she clean up oysters and shit.
I'm serious. Yeah, I wasn't touching it, because she waited till I had the spoon in my hand, and I was scooping. She was like, oh, yeah, that got clams in it. And I was like, no thank you.
And that's another thing, man. You got to tell somebody up front, man. What if you allergic to shellfish? You said, bitch, I could have died. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man.
I'm like, we already not seeing eye to eye. You want to tell me this shit now? Okay. Go ahead and get fucked up on Thanksgiving if you want to.
Well, it will be a problem, yo. I got no problem doing it. Like a Halle Berry boyfriend.
Okay. Man. That dude got... And he stayed with Halle, too. That's a strong man.
Real, man.
Okay, he got the flow mopped. Homeboy beat his ass
in front of his daughter. That's just wrong, man. He could have took him outside in the other room, something.
To the side. Hey, player, let's go handle this outside.
You know what I'm saying, man? He beat him up in front of the. If he beat him up in the party, that ain't cool, man.
That is not cool, man. That was just. Oh man. So, last show we was up here, you know, you started the show off, you was talking about outfits you saw and how you was like, oh Jesus. Well, I was going to work this morning and just so happened, I happened to see an outfit, and it's one of them old people outfits. And it's just one of them things that I pray that whoever's in my life in the future, if you listening to this, it's your life journey, your life mission to make sure that I don't dress like this when I get old. This old cat stepped out his truck wearing a blue black thermal. I was like, all right, cool.
That's cool so far. Yeah.
Then he come around the corner and all I see is Carolina blue Dickies.
Oh, damn.
With his shirt, his thermal tucked in.
No, it wasn't tucked in.
Dog, tucked in. Then he had on some Verducci sneakers. I don't even know what brand it was. They didn't have a check. They didn't have the Reebok symbol. It was just...
He just had on some sneakers.
They were just like Teflon joints.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then what took it over the top... I mean, the bright Carolina blue Dickies was bad enough. And I was like, man, Carolina blue, you know, that's my team. That's my color and whatnot. But... You don't,
but damn,
yeah, you need that on a shirt or some basketball shorts. Not,
you know what I'm saying? Not pants, man. Not no Dickies, dog.
But the thing that put it over the top was he had like the Mr. T 2 Chainz combo of necklaces on his neck and a big stupid Jordan loop earring in his ear. I was just like, oh, man. Jesus.
That's old school right there, yeah, man.
I'm just sitting back like, if you love me, when we get old, you will not let me dress like that. Hopefully, I have enough common sense in my head not to do it myself.
Yeah.
But if we...
Yo, and see, the problem with it is, at no point in time was that cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're not living off the past, man. You just making up some new shit, I guess.
I don't know, but my feelings were so hurt. It always hurts my feelings when I, especially black men. You know, nothing against white people. Y'all got y'all own style. Like I said, Romney and his mom pants and all that stuff. Y'all can have that. But when I see black folks dressing out when they get older and they not in a suit, and it just be like, It's like after you hit a certain age, when does it become necessary for you to tuck in everything?
Why everything, man? Like, yo, it's going to get to the time, man. We're going to see somebody with their jacket tucked in.
Yeah, like,
Why you got your jacket tucked in your pants, man?
And then they be having, like, the biggest belt to keep it all down. Like, is you trying to, you know, strap yourself in or something? Like,
yeah,
what's
man,
going on?
For real.
I be seeing cats tucking their jerseys in. I be like, no, let it out.
Man. Yeah, man, let that hang, homie. That's not cool. If it ain't a button up or a polo, man, just go on, let it fly, homie.
And at least rock some Nikes. I mean, if you gotta get some Reebok Classics, do something. Not these no name brand shoes that's made out of Teflon.
Yeah, man, like, yo, you shouldn't be shopping in the bargain bin, man. Like, that's not, cause like, I mean, you can go to one of them old discount stores, man. It's gonna take a lot of searching, but you're gonna find something hot for a low price.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta just the ones that still strapped together and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man. Stop that, dog.
Stop it, man. Yo,
and yo, I hate seeing dudes in pajama pants, man.
Out in public.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Not even just dudes, man. Just pajama pants, period, dog. I don't like it. Now, I'll give you, I'm just running the store type shit. I understand that. But, man, if I'm at a restaurant and you walk in with pajama pants on, man, I really want to fight you.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, there's a commercial out, and again, I hate to do this to you because I know you ain't seen it yet.
I ain't seen it at all.
Well, what you need to do is go on YouTube and look up Cam Newton Play 60. This got to be the funniest commercial out right now, at least to me. This cat is sitting here talking to a little kid, and kid is like, hey, you know, so if I go out here and I play and I do all this stuff, and you know, Cam trying to be positive, he's like, yeah, you know, all that. Then the kid, he started getting real slick. He like, so I'll get drafted number one in the NFL. He was like, yeah, and I get drafted to the Carolina Panthers. And Cam was like, what? He's like, yeah, and then take your position as the Panthers starting quarterback. Become your mom's favorite player. Make the city of make the city of Charlotte forget about you. Dog, I was crying because Cam was like, whoa.
Yo, hey, man. You going a little crazy.
That man said, yeah, I'm just loosening my arm up. That man's so funny. But that's my whole little thing now when people do stupid stuff. Like, hey man, let me loosen my arm up before I have to jab you with it real quick.
Let me go and prep this, yo.
Let me real. Loosen this up. Man, it's so much stuff going on that it's just like, wow. But we will say that it's been so much stuff going on that you guys, all the foolishness has made it possible for us to bring you the first annual Forget That Yo Awards coming next episode.
Yes.
You know, we're going to put that together. So we're going to be honoring the best foolishness in everything. Music, movies, artists, news stories.
Lifestyles.
Yes. We're going to be handing out the Bleach Milkshake Award. So.
Oh, man, you got to get that.
Oh, yes.
You got to get that.
Don't be the lucky winner.
Yo, yeah. Oh, yeah. You getting run down for that real?
Is, yeah, because the Bleach Milkshake is also known as the Kill Yourself Award. So. Yeah,
and it's a very prestigious award. So you're gonna feel honored, but you're still gonna feel like a dumbass, though.
Yeah, man. So you know, we talked a little bit about some of the ridiculousness that we see going on, but let's get it started with, you know, somebody near and dear to a lot of us, especially as black folks. We got Money Mike.
Money motherfucking Mike.
Money Mike, a.k.a. Cat Williams, has absolutely lost his mind,
man,
the past
week. Every part of it, man. Like, you ain't supposed to escalate that fast, man.
That man just had a straight drop off. I mean, Martin was bad when he had his little fall off, but it was like gradual.
Yeah, his man.
Was just like all at one time.
1 week. All this shit happened. 1 week, man. Come on, dog.
Like, what is going on in your life that you really just can't contain yourself?
And you just can't get it together, dog.
If you guys haven't been listening, what has happened is this cat, first story I seen was he went into Target. He lost his cool with one of the cashiers, and he slapped him. And he laid a good slap on him because he hit dude so quick that dude didn't know how to react. So I kind of believe now that pimp shit he been talking is actually real.
Yo, his pimp hand is strong and fast, man. that shit came out of nowhere. I was like, damn.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. But then, if you see the other part of the video, he sit there, the cashier goes straight to the phone, calling the police.
Oh, yeah, pick 8, which was a bitch move, man. Yeah, a motherfucker hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. You know what I'm saying? That's just a reflex, man. Not, I'm about to call the police. Get the fuck out of here, man.
First off, that dude, you could tell by the camera angle that Cat Williams was definitely shorter than the dude he slapped.
Oh, way shorter, dog.
Way
shorter. I don't think there's nobody Cat Williams is taller than.
So, knowing this dude just slapped you, knowing now that the dude in about 2 hours over who was getting the other angle of the tape is sitting there laughing at you, calling you a bitch.
Oh, talking so bad about you.
Calling you all types of bitches and hoes and all that stuff because you got slapped because you on the phone calling the police. A part of you has to say, I got to put this phone down and tackle this motherfucker right here in Target and do some work.
Hell yeah, man. I got to put the paws on this dude, man. Yeah,
we all know Stone would have did it. This man fought a midget a couple weeks ago for making the wrong statement. So I can only imagine had Cat Williams laid his hands on him, he would have been done.
And then, alright, from the second angle, when Cat Williams, when he got in that cart, first of all, why is you driving a motorized cart around Target? That's a problem in itself. But after you slap somebody, then hop back in the cart, he still didn't do nothing. Like, yo, this nigga's in he's in one of the motorized, what's that shit called? A hover round?
Yeah, man. That's the handicap scooter, man. That's what, and I'm not being mean, but that's what people with handicaps or big fat people who just don't feel like walking around the store ride in.
Hop in the scooter. Now, why Cat Williams was in that thing, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
And but why him getting in the scooter did not make, why him slapping you then getting in the scooter ain't make you want to jump on him more is beyond me, man. Yeah,
you just too humble for your own good, bro. That's all I can say about that one, because there's no way. Put it like this. He slapped the right person that day.
That day, you know what I'm saying? He caught the right one. Which, all right, I really don't see Cat Williams just spazzing out on this dude. Like, he see the dude behind the cash register, don't like his face, just go over there and slap him.
Yeah.
I don't see that happen. So something was said. But let the dude tell his story. He did absolutely nothing. Which that, come on, man. That never happens.
Nah, it's always something. It's always something. It's just what the other person is willing to admit. Of course, when it comes to celebrity, though, it's, oh, he just flipped out and slapped me. I want my money.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, man. So, Cat Williams got one off on him, though, because he slapped the shit out of him.
I showed the video to my kids, and they was like, when did he slap him?
Yo, that shit was quick. Cat Williams got them fist of fury, dog.
I was like, this man pimp hand is legit.
For real, yo, I was like, I was really impressed, yo. I was like, damn, he really did that shit, yo. But then he left the store. Well, first he asked the boy to come outside because he was gonna do some motoring. Mm-hmm. left the store, got ran down by the cops, and didn't he retire?
Nah, this is a whole nother thing now. See, this is how bad this is, because that was all the slapping, hopping on the retarded cart. I'm sorry, the handicapped cart. I'm so sorry. Hopping on a handicapped cart and rolling out. That was all just one day. But then apparently the next day, he was like in a hotel or something like that. And something happened in the hotel where they pretty much told this man to get out. And when they said get out, they meant right then, right there, do not pass go, do not collect $200. You're done. Because that man was, if you see the video, and of course, like always, we'll put the links up for you guys to see. But this man was rolling out with his socks, his drawers, and all this other stuff on top of this little rolling cart. You know how the carts they give you to help you get your luggage?
Yeah,
he was rolling out of the studio with that.
Yeah. But, all right, so that was another day.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere that he got into it with like he pulled a pistol on Faison Love or some shit.
I don't know. It's just
too much.
And it's so sad because it's like, man, this dude had so much talent. And as far as a comedian, now I've done seen some of his other movies that he's tried to do on the side, and yeah, that one hit no much. But as far as, you know, stand up comedian and whatnot, dude had talent, you know.
But most of the time, man, when they do the first stand up, is always good. Second one is good, but it's not as good as the first one. But every time you see him in a movie, it don't be the best acting job, but it be funny.
Yeah.
Saying that's like Mike Epps. His stand up, man, fell off. But in movies, he be funny.
But it's always hit or miss with him. It's always hit or miss with him, because he always going to be on my list for Friday After Next. Especially when he was like, top flight security of the world, Craig.
Nah, yo, Next Friday was the best one, man. When he was talking about Baby D and them twinkies.
I forgot about that part. This fat bitch know all the snacks
before they even hit the street.
Man, and that and his that opened the scene in All About the Benjamins.
Oh,
he
was messing
with the cashier.
Yeah, man.
The white around your lips.
This dude is hilarious, man.
But you know what? Some of his stand up has been, some of the newer stuff I've seen has been pretty good. What is it? The Never Faded one?
Oh, I ain't even heard about that
one. You ain't seen that? It's on Netflix if you got that. That one's funny. He come in with Dougie Fresh.
Oh, word? No doubt.
Yeah, he got Dougie Fresh up there. Dougie Fresh, you know, he kick his little intro on one night. He be like, God damn, Dougie spit all over my fucking face.
Oh, man, you know who stand up is horrible?
Who?
Charlie Murphy, man.
You know what? I'm not even going to speak on that, because Charlie Murphy was never meant to be the funny brother. He got his shine on Chappelle, and then after that, it should have been done.
Yeah. His acting be funny, man, because when he was Gusto, I don't care what nobody say, that shit was funny. On CB4?
Yeah,
man, that shit was funny, man. But that stand up, yeah, that's not for you, homie.
That's stay in your lane.
You know what I'm saying? You need to stick to characters. Your personal life, if it ain't Rick James or Prince, I don't want to hear about that shit.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, he was funny as shit on Dave Chappelle. Especially like when he played I forgot what his character was on the Play Haters Ball, when he had that little shake and that smile.
The fuck nasty. Hell yeah, nigga, buck nasty, shake like a pimp shake.
Man, that shit was so funny. Yeah, it's just certain folks that you gotta know when to stay in your lane. Don't take it past certain things. So, or don't get into certain movies that's gonna kill your career. Like that dude, that what's the fat dude's name? Anthony Anderson.
Oh man, so many failed projects.
Man, I tell you what, whatever he was always gonna be all right for whatever he did until he messed around and did that damn Malibu's Most Wanted.
Oh man. Okay, that movie's horrible.
Yes.
There's two good parts. Regina Hall walking into that damn coffee store. That Starbucks or whatever.
Yeah.
And when B Red was in the bedroom with them two chicks.
I didn't even get that far. I'm sorry.
Yo, you gotta see that part. That, and that's the best part of the movie, man. Anything else, like I refuse to watch that shit, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of movies that I refuse to watch. That's one of them. But a lot of the Black Maid movies is the other.
Yeah.
YouTube, because some of them things just be like Soul Plane slipped by just barely. It was it was one corny joke away from me taking that out the DVD player and chucking that one. But I tried to watch what was it, the barbecue or whatnot?
Oh, the cookout or some shit.
There you go, the cookout. Didn't happen.
Nope. Will not.
Will not. I forgot some of the other ones that's come out, but I just been like, no, I'll pass.
Yeah, I miss me with that shit.
Yeah, that's why I was so hesitant with Kevin. What's the little dude name?
Kevin Hart.
There you go. I was so hesitant with him because he started out in those corny movies. You know, he had the suspect scene with the fat kid in Scary Movie 4.
Oh man, nah, yo, that. Whew. After Scary Movie 2.
Yeah, that whole series is garbage.
It was a wrap, man. After the Wayans left, it was no more good, man.
That into the ground. But yeah, Kevin Hart did that, and then he had Soul Plane on his ticket, so it was just like, man, you not really doing good business right now. I mean, he had that one part in the 40-year-old version when he was in the store arguing with dudes.
Yo
favorite part of the movie. Favorite part of the movie.
Hell yeah, man.
Sam, I'm coming back and getting both of y'all. Both of y'all niggas.
But I didn't do nothing. It don't fucking matter.
That part, and then he was kind of funny in that one movie, Meet Dave with Eddie Murphy. But other than that, it was just suspect for a while. But he's built himself back up with his stand up. So I just pray that he don't go the way of Cat Williams, because this whole Cat Williams thing is so sad.
Like I said, they said that he retired from comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I already thought you was.
Yeah, well, he did, and then he came back. He did a video called Catpocalypse. That it was right around New Year's of last year that he did it. In fact, he did it on New Year's Eve, the stand up concert, and then they taped it and they released it and whatnot. Because on the tape, he was actually doing a countdown during the show. But he was like, yeah, I came back because I had to talk about some things, yada yada, so on and so forth. That one was pretty decent. But now, I mean, if you've seen the video, and again, we're going to put the link up and whatnot. This cat is on TV. He done cut the little pimp mustache off. He look like, he looking like Gregory Hines up there with a perm and a Kangol hat. I was just like crying. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, we didn't lost another one.
Yeah, another one bites the dust.
Hell yeah,
man. But that's enough of old Cat.
I'm tired of talking about Cat.
He did it to himself. Much love to him, but he did it to himself. No mercy.
Yeah, stay out them scooters, man.
Yep. The handicap scooters. Let's get that right. Not the retarded scooters.
That was very bad. That was very bad.
Oh man, but we keeps it honest here, so you get what you get when you listen to us. But our next topic is one that is hard to swallow.
Oh, this some bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. There's an article out there that says man becomes a gay sex addict after taking Parkinson's drug. Now, the article goes into depth talking about how this man started taking this drug, and he had been taking it for like 7 years or something like that. Yeah. And it wasn't until after he started taking the drug that he started wanting gay sex. And he believes the drug led to him being raped by another man. But I don't believe that bullshit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Okay. Now, it's a gay sex addict and gambling. Them shits don't even go together.
They're not even on the same spectrum.
Like, are you addicted to gambling and gay sex, man? The fact that they both start with a G, don't put them motherfuckers together, man.
And like he was sitting in the room throwing darts or something like that. We're like, gambling and gay sex, that'll work.
You know, but the fact that you say that you couldn't help yourself. Come on, man. Ain't no drug do that. Oh my god, man.
The blower is, and not the pun.
Actually, the blower is him, but continue. Yeah. You know?
Excuse the pun, but the biggest thing is, the icing on the cake is that this cat actually got paid for this.
Oh, sued the drug company and fucking won.
They paid him. Because he just decided that all of a sudden he wanted to start humping dudes, or vice versa, however you want to call it. He was either the poker or the pokey, but he got addicted to this and gambling, and whatever documentation they brought forward, he won.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe. Man, it ain't nothing in this world that can make you want gay sex except gay sex.
Being gay.
That's it.
I'm like, I've taken my share of medications, especially being in the military. There has not been one thing that they have given me that has made me be like, man, fuck this. I want some dick.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing you... And the fact that they can't give you a drug to make you stop being gay, they sure as hell can't give you one to make you be gay.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, he played the system very well on this one. Because my whole thought process before I pay this fool anything is that I'm testing subjects out. I'm like, before we pay you anything, I'm taking 7 random folks, and we're going to give several of them the little placebos.
Yeah.
And the little sugar pills, and we're giving the other ones the Parkinson's drug. And we're going to see if they start wanting gay sex or if it's just you.
You know what I'm saying? You got something in you, and you just ran with it, man. And now you want to blame it on somebody else, dog.
Come on, man. Get out of here.
That's just ridiculous, man.
I was just like, man, for real. And I've seen stuff where they say, you know what, taking a certain drug, it inhibits certain factors that you would normally have. Like, oh, you might... Where you might have been frugal with your money at first, you start taking this drug, now you do want to gamble. I can understand that. But again, we've talked about this numerous times on the show. There is a serious line you're crossing as a man when you sit up there and say, I want the Wang in whatever the case may be. Yeah, you know, it's just like, what?
Yeah, nah, that just can't... Alright, he say he got raped. He think that's what led to him being raped. Alright. Did you get raped before or after you started getting addicted to gay sex?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, which one led to it? It's either you got raped and you liked it, or you was having gay sex and ended up in the wrong fucking spot.
Either way, you put yourself in that position, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Either way, this shit don't add up, man.
And it's nothing more offensive to a straight man. And I'm going to go on record and say this. It's nothing more offensive to a straight man than to have you have a gay dude hit on you, for one. Or to have somebody say, well, I thought you might have been gay. What?
Yeah, no, that shit don't fly.
You talking about somebody going from 0 to 100 real quick?
And you yo, even if you shake it off, you know what I'm saying? You're like, nah, man, I ain't with that. It still be burning inside you.
Yeah, it do.
Yo, it's like, this motherfucker thought I was gay. Son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I love women. Every single detail of a woman, I love.
Yeah.
There is nothing attractive to me about a dude. So what nothing is it about? All. What happened in that moment that, you know, you sat up there and thought, oh, he might be gay. It's just, it's just a blower. You'd be like, yeah, man. And again, it take me to that point real quick when I'm about to start loosening up my arm.
Yeah, let me go and get this ready.
Let me go ahead and get
Yo, but flip that coin, son. What if that shit is real?
What, that if the drug is for real?
Yeah, what if that shit, I ain't taking nothing. I don't want no Sucrets. I don't want no cough medicine, dog. I ain't taking no halls.
That man gonna be up there, man, doing everything natural.
Nah, yo, I'm just dealing with the pain, dog.
Hey, man. Hey, we gotta remove your wisdom teeth, so we gonna put you on an anesthetics. Nah, dog, I'm cool. Nah, I'm cool.
Look here, man. I bought this brick, right?
Let's go ahead and pull that shit right out.
You know what I'm saying? Look at me. Go knock, either knock me out or knock this goddamn tooth out. Man, but, don't give me no medicine.
Do an old school, Scott. Give me that bottle of Hennessy or some Jack Daniels.
Yo, let me get real good drunk, homie, and then you can do whatever the fuck you want to my mouth.
Whoa. Do whatever medical surgery you need to do. Remove whatever.
There you go. Yeah, let's rephrase that. You can do any dental work that I need to be done. There you go.
Yeah, man, it's getting wild out here in these streets. That shit, and this is the shit that pisses me off, because you can't say shit nowadays without people being like, whoa, that might be gay or something like that, because people do shit like this. It's just like I say, if there wasn't stupid fuckers out here doing this stuff, we wouldn't have the need for warning labels.
That is true.
Warning signs. So the fact that you have to be like, whoa, you might want to rephrase how you say that, it might be because somebody did that shit. Because there was a story around here where I ain't gonna go into too much detail, but a dentist was drugging up his patients and poking them while they were asleep, and it was dudes.
Nigga, I know somebody who did that. I'm serious. I know somebody who got arrested for that.
It might be the same dude,
man. That is no. I think he was going the female route.
Oh, well, that's not good by any means. Let me not stress that, but that's a little bit more understanding, shall I say?
Still wrong.
Yeah, still wrong,
but understandable. You know what I'm saying? But
because in that case, you're looking at it like, man, this dude just might be so lonely and he can't get none the conventional way that he post things.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yo. But that brings me to something else, man. When somebody say something to you and then they say no homo,
that does not give you a clearance. That is not a clearance pass.
Okay, if you say something like I said, you do anything to my mouth, right?
Yeah.
If I say no homo, that mean I was thinking something gay.
I just wanted to let you know not to think.
You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And if you say no homo to me, I mean, that make me think, nigga, was you thinking something gay?
Yeah, man. I hate that phrase. And if you go back, like, to, I think it was the first episode I was on, they got me on that, because I was like, you know, Big Willie style or something like that. And they was like, Big Willie. That's what it was. I said Big Willie, and I was meant to say Big Willie style, but I had a lapse of judgment and everything. They was like, Big Willie, and you ain't say no homo. I was like, oh, I hate that shit. No homo.
I hate it, man. Like, if you, it's either you said something that somebody gonna take as homosexual, or either you said something homosexual. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Ain't nothing wrong letting a dude suck your dick, no homo. What? No,
no, no, no. That is not a pass.
Oh, nigga, no, that's homo. That's very, that's the definition of it. You know man, what I'm saying? Like, nah, man.
Man, when that phrase started popping off a few years back, I was like, man, y'all going too far with that shit. Like, yeah. Dude be like, hey, man, you look good in them jeans, no homo.
No, nigga, that was gay.
That was gay. That was extremely gay. Like, okay, I told the story before. I'm not going to go into the whole story again. But when I let some of the ladies that I work with listen to one of the episodes, we were talking about the episode where I was talking about I was in the gym and the dude told me I had pretty eyes. And they didn't see nothing wrong with it. The women was like, what's wrong with that? And I'm like, no. There's no way in hell that another grown man should tell another man that he has pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes, man. No. See, that the reason females don't see no problem with that, because they can do that.
They can do that, yeah.
Saying, as a man, I can't do that. I can barely tell a nigga I like his outfit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga, that's a badass shirt. Man, what's wrong with you?
You have to do it in a... It's a etiquette to doing it. You're like, hey, man, that shirt tight. Where you get it from? That's it.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
You don't say nothing about the fit. You don't say nothing about the color. All you say is, man, that shirt is tight. Where did you get it from?
Tight shirt, so, my nigga.
That's I can it. Look. Because you say anything else. Ah, dog, man, I like that fabric on you. What?
What? First of all, why you know about fabric? why you looking at me like that, man? Nah, man, Claire.
I like the way that hat sitting above your eyelids. Like, what, nigga?
What?
There's no compliment you can pay to a dude that's not going to be gay, or it's not going to be offensive to him. And I wish that women would understand that. It's just man language. There's man code that, you know, we're not going to cross. I've been, you know, I've had male friends and female friends all my life where I can tell a female, oh, damn, you look good in that. I'm not going to sit up there and look at no dude and be like.
And that don't go the other way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That don't translate good to the to the other side.
It don't.
Oh, man.
And you can't even try on clothes with another dude. I'm just sorry. That's just me. You can't try on clothes with another dude because you out there looking at a fit and whatnot. What you do, you buy the outfit, you take it home and be like, man, that shit didn't fit. And you go back by yourself and exchange.
Look, men's stores do not need dressing rooms.
For a reason.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go to the store with my man, go try something on, but hey, what you think, my nigga? Hey, man, no, that's not fit. Happening.
Like, what? No. Yes. No.
If you with somebody and he's like, hey, man, I'm gonna go try these on. Hey, well, look, I'm gonna be at the food court.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? That was a little bad, bro. I just walked by. I'm gonna go holler at her real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm gonna be messing with the chick at the counter, man. Don't come out here and ask me how you look in the fucking pants.
Hey, dog, how these Levi's fit on me? What? Let me go ahead and loosen my arm up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm about to blast you. Yo,
man, it's getting, it's so crazy out here because it's stuff like that that people have actually made it hard for somebody to do everyday stuff without it being judged as being homo, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, like we got to be like that, man.
But I blame MTV and all that shit because we see it everywhere now. Because again, you see girls kissing, it's just like, oh, that's cute.
Oh, speaking of that, son. Okay, I had a little altercation with a lesbian. Right? It didn't. It could have escalated, but it didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Cooler heads prevailed. Okay. So we sitting there talking. You know what I'm saying? Drinking and all that shit. We talking, and so I asked the lesbian. All right, it was two of them: a lipstick lesbian. And this dude sitting over here.
He said a lipstick lesbian.
Yeah, you know, it's still the pretty ones that might take some wood every now and then. But then you got that one, ain't had no wood, don't want no wood, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. So, what did Ricky Smiley call them? Them bull horns?
Yeah, them old bulldaggers.
Bulldaggers.
Hell yeah, man. So, I asked the question. If y'all are lesbians, right, why do you use strap-ons?
Good
question, right?
Yeah.
But the answer was, it's not the strap-on, it's the person behind the strap-on. I said, no, that don't make no sense. I mean, that the shit you're telling me, I don't agree with, right? So I'm like, so basically, I could be a lesbian, just I got a permanent strap on. And she was like, no, it's you can look at the female body, but I'm not talking about the female body. I'm talking about this piece that you putting inside this woman that every man has. If you don't like men, why do you like penis? A fake penis. So I guess her intellect couldn't deal with my conversation. So she comes out her mouth and says, dude, you make me red. You're making me mad. I'm about to punch you in your face.
And that's when the fight starts.
You know what I'm saying? That's when this took a whole new turn. I'm like, hold on. This ain't gonna go the way you want it to. All right. Now you might want to punch me in my face, but I'm gonna let you know, this is gonna be the worst decision you ever made.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact that you think you're a man, because you happen to think you're a man, to tell another man you're gonna punch him in the face.
That boldly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do my Cleveland bus driver on you.
Oh man, I guess the lipstick Leslie would have been sitting over there rubbing her head. It's okay.
It's all right. It is all right. We gonna find your tooth. We gonna find your tooth, man.
We gonna help you get that dental work done.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. Yo, y'all need. And then yo, I seen a video on Worldstar, right? 54 seconds, dog, and it's the best video I've ever seen. Yo, it's two girls fighting in like a vacant field or some shit, right? It's some dude standing over them, talking about whoop her ass, right? And I guess some chicks tried to break it up. Well, he pushed one of them off of her, was like, hey, don't touch her, let them fight, right? So she starts spazzing out. Nigga, put your hands on me. What's up, nigga? What you want to do? Bow! Put her to sleep, son. Put her to sleep.
Oh, man.
And then the whole crowd conversation changed. Oh, my God. Can't believe you just did that. When she was trying to step to him, nobody had a problem with that. When he ain't turn around and say nothing. He just turned around, loosened up his arms, son, and bopped her.
That's what I'm gonna be getting though. It's never a problem when the female is acting like that. It become a problem when the dude loses cool and then he put her to sleep.
When she acting like that and he turn around and basically give her what she wants. This is you trying to fight me. This is what you wanted. And
now
I give
you, got
you. You know what I'm saying? And now, oh, you ain't supposed to hit no female? Well, she wasn't supposed to hit me.
Uh-oh. Here you go. 18-year-old female gets KO'd by 28-year-old male and no one does nothing.
That's the one.
Oh, boy.
Wait for it.
Ooh. Damn. This was a short version. Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
kids.
Let's be clear one thing for our fans. We don't condone violence.
I do not condone. I do not condone beating on women.
We do not condone violence on Forget That Yo Radio. But there's sometimes when a lady steps out of her place and she gets that. And I'm going to say this. It depends on... It's always got to be the wrong dude that you're dealing with. Because some dudes might be like, you know, I'm going to walk away because I don't want to be that dude.
Yeah, no matter what, I'm not going to put my hands on this woman.
But then you come across...
You find that one.
You come across Manny Pacquiao on a bad day.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga that just came home from jail, man, and really don't care. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? A lot of this I attribute it to is, again, TV.
Yeah.
Because TV got these females, a lot of these females thinking that being ratchet out here in these streets is cute. And they start pushing stuff to a certain level, like, oh yeah, I'ma slap this dude, I'ma do this, I'ma do that, yada yada, so on and so forth. Okay, that's cute, but you gotta realize they doing this shit on TV, paid actors, where they not gonna let them put their hands on each other. They not.
Yeah.
And when you start taking it to another level and you start messing with these folks and you catch the wrong one and then you take that L, then you want to be upset. And it's just like, look, I know so many women that are classy, that are, they got that little touch of hood that lets you know, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
But they don't take it to the level where I'm going to beat your ass, because you never know when you're going to catch that wrong dude and he's going to beat your ass. And granted, yeah, you might have your homeboys, you might have your brother, you might have your pops who's going to come up there and defend your honor and whatnot, but just don't put yourself in that position.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. But then you got to think about this, though, man. Yeah, you got your brothers and shit that are just going to jump on this dude, right? But if he had no problem whooping your ass, what you think he going to do to them?
That remind me of that that Martin skit a long, long time ago. God, it had to be like 94, 95 when he was like, people ask me what I'm going to do if Mike Tyson was to run up and punch my mama. I'm looking at my mama and be like, well, what did you do?
You do, you know what I'm saying? For real. For real, man. Yo, all right. I think about this because I have a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say you have a woman in your family that's with a dude jump on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She come and tell you. Now, any real dude is gonna, he gonna handle that business.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma go over there, I'ma put these things on him, and he gonna wish he never touched you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go back to this man,
you gotta come.
I can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
After that first beating that I get this dude, if you go back to him, I'm done with you.
Exactly.
I mean, like, obviously, in some part of your life, you like that shit. Because there's no reason if a dude jump on you, you come tell me he jumped on you, I whip his ass, you go back to him. I can't do nothing with you.
I'll say this, even still, you know, that's jacked up, and you absolutely right on that one. But even when it's my girl, my woman, and everything like that, you know, if something pop off, and you know, I gotta fight another dude to defend her honor and whatnot.
Yeah,
she's 100% right in that situation. Regardless of what happens at that point, she could have sparked off. She could have been having a bad day. Regardless of the case, I'm fighting for my lady.
Yeah.
But when we get in the car,
oh, you getting a talking to.
Yeah.
You get there, you get it. Yo, like, I tell wifey every time she spazz out over some little shit, you gonna be the reason I go to jail. you go get the run in your mouth. This motherfucker gonna say something. I'm gonna beat his ass. Now I'm locked up.
Now I'm locked up. I swear that's every good man, I'll say. That's their dilemma, because you sitting up there and you like, man, I love my boo, but she got a mouth on her, and she gonna say some shit that's gonna get me in trouble.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And you can't sit up there and be like, man, cause it's a two-way street either way it go. Because if you sit up there and you do nothing, now your lady done got beat. Now she pissed off at you.
Yeah, now you just old punk-ass dude.
Yeah. If you do something and you get your ass beat...
Oh, she's still looking at you in a different way.
Now she's looking at you in a different way, and now you pissed off because you like, man, I was over here trying to watch the game and whatnot. You had to go run your mouth. Now, not only did I not miss the game, but now I done got my shit busted, and I got to go to the hospital. Now I'm extra mad. I'm already... I'm extra mad.
Yo, motherfucking ass talking shit.
He might, and see, that's gonna lead to bigger problems because you're gonna be in the mode that you're gonna want to mush her because you said something. Yep. You're gonna be sitting there giving her evil eye the whole time.
It's just full circle, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They all come back around, man. Yo, I was watching something yesterday, man, and the dude said, "You got me out here fighting this nigga, and you still fucking him?" I said, "Yo, that's bad."
That's bad business right there. Bad business right there. That's so crazy.
that's the worst feeling in the world, man. You got me out here fighting this nigga, and you still fucking him. That just, man, that'll hurt your heart, man.
Man, I don't even know what to say on that account. I honestly think that I'm moving. I'm packing up. I'm disowning you after that.
Yeah, nigga, I'm done. I'm smooth done, man.
Man, man, man.
Is on the truck, on the truck, 40, 40, 40, 40. Lone Star, and my home is that Lone Star, where them gangsters is known for having they own draw and they own bar. Baddest bitches that's balling out with they own crib and they own car. And when it come down to Texas, Spain ain't too many places that's on par. Candy painted slab, rolling up and down the Ave. See them jazzy yellow bras with that big old lash to grab. We cutting corners, popping trunks, and we swinging, busting sweets down as we burn them Swissers up and burn these PA streets down. Walking tall in my neighborhood, and I'm known for putting my feet down. Frontin' on the trail, nigga, man, guaranteed you gon' catch a beat down. Your girl wanna swallow my meat down, and I'm inclined to let her. Trill OG about the cheddar, and can't that nigga do it any better. Hold up, man.
Me and West pimpin' hoes, 26s on the truck.
On the truck.
True bonafide, Mac and blessing, you know what I'm talking about? Rotate with my nigga John Connor. We always seem to amaze and astonish, you know what I'm talking about? Motherfucking infamous is the motherfucking streets. Rotate with my true player partner by the name of Bun B, you know what I'm talking about? Cathedral to the congregation, you know what I'm talking about? No more stagulation. Raise your motherfucking pimping up and join this motherfucking ism nation. Divorce the bullshit. Marry the motherfucking ism. Church!
But I don't even know how we got on that. But
I don't either. Yeah, that shit took a turn from somewhere.
But yo, the next thing up on our list is we got the prison guard here who's making the inmates rub hot sauce on their nuts.
Hey man, that's just cruel.
Man, I want to feel bad for him, but at the same time, I find it oddly funny because of the fact that they locked up in jail. I mean, some of the stuff is going beyond belief, because like they saying that this dude had them catching deadly snakes and kissing them on the mouth. Like, all right,
to get like it is for some time or something.
Yeah, to get daily time, get their daily time out in the yard and yeah. 70 cents. Like, for real.
Nigga. First of all, why you want to see somebody do that? That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem, man. Hey, man, take this hot sauce and rub it on your nuts. Nigga, really? Where did you come up with that?
That's some old high school sports practical joke stuff right there.
Some old Revenge of the Nerds type shit, man.
I didn't accidentally had... Let me tell this story the right way. Let me tell this story the right way so we understand what's going on. Playing football, after, you know, before the game, I was hurting and everything from the practice before. So I went to, you know, put some Icy Hot on my thighs and everything to try to loosen them up.
Grazed it on me. You grazed it with the Icy Hot.
Yeah, I grazed it with the Icy Hot. Then I was in there doing a hammer dance because my nuts was on fire. So.
Oh, man.
So I can only imagine what hot sauce is doing. Unless, because they say it's like some foreign hot sauce. It's not like Texas Speed or nothing like that. But still, I can only imagine. Like, for real.
That foreign shit be extra hot, son.
That stuff. Mm-mm. So they were putting like habanero habanero juice on their nuts.
Nigga, yo, like that ain't something that you just find. Be like, hey, do this. Nigga, you plan this out. You brought this hot sauce with you to make them do this, man. Come on, dog.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this shit happened to him. And then he was like, man, I know how to get these prisoners back. I'm gonna make them rub it on their nuts.
Yo, with everything that you have to join, be it a fraternity, the Masons, whatever, niggas is always mad at the shit that they had to go through. So I'm gonna put you through that shit too. And I can really see that happening in this.
I had to become a prison guard, so
hard to do this. You know what I'm saying? Yo, but did you hear how much them niggas make a day?
The prison guards?
No, the prisoners.
70 cents?
70 cents a day, and they say nigga they need that.
Yeah.
70 cents.
That's slave work right there. I'm sorry.
Yo, all I can tell you is stop breaking the fucking law, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't feel sympathy for the cats for some of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? That extra stuff, nah. You know, I ain't for that. But the fact that you in jail trying to earn 70 cents a day, no sympathy for you.
Yeah, I got nothing. I care nothing about that. But the fact that these niggas is doing this dumb shit to you, that's kind of wrong, man.
I tell you what, and this it borders on the line of stuff that I don't care about, because like I said, the only reason I brought the story up because it was interesting, because these dudes in here having to do this dumb shit for 70 cents.
That shit is funny.
No, that's funny. But a few years ago when we had Saddam Hussein locked up in one of our jails, right? I was sitting over in the desert and a news story came on that pissed me off beyond belief. So I was sitting in the cafeteria and everything like that, and a news story came on. It was like, yo, Saddam Hussein is in jail and he's complaining because he don't like Fruit Loops. I was like, say what? Why is this on my TV at this time? We are over here in the desert struggling with whatever conditions we living in. There are thousands of us, millions of us, soldiers from Africa and all these different places struggling, and you want to bring up a news report because this man don't like Fruit Loops? Fuck that.
Yeah,
get that,
man,
bullshit off my screen.
Yo, forget that, yo.
Man, I'd had that man. That man would have been sitting up in prison with a lifetime supply of Fruit Loops. Talking about, no, yeah. Fruity Loops, no.
Yeah, oh, nigga, you wanted it, you got it.
Nah, you been here for a reason. I don't care if you like Fruit Loops or not.
Nigga, you lucky you eating in this bitch.
I'm serious. come talking about some Fruit Loops. Boy, kill yourself.
For real, man. The fuck out of here, Doug.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, that... like I said, prisoners, I have nothing for you. Because 9-10 times out of 10, you done did something dumb to end up in jail. Yeah. It's not like they just woke up and was like, man, let me just put KD up in jail today. Because I don't do dumb shit.
Come on, yo, but to all our listeners, man, don't go to jail and don't get hot sauce on your nuts. Bottom line.
That's a hell of a public service announcement. Hey, man. Man, the future jail now, you end up in jail, they make you kiss poisonous snakes and put hot sauce on your nuts. Can you imagine that being scared straight?
Yo, for real, that is some wild shit to tell a kid, man. Yo, like, nigga, they make me put hot sauce on my nuts. You like, what?
What? Nigga, I don't even like Texas Pete like that. You don't care, nigga.
What kind of fucking prison you in, nigga?
But, you know, like I said, I mean, there's always two sides to us when it comes to everything, because we joke around a lot about the stuff that don't make sense. But I'm not going to lie and say I don't have folks that's locked up in the system.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say I don't know folks who know folks that's locked up in the system. But the thing is that, you know, they're locked up in the system for something they did. And hopefully that time they spend in there is a time for them to turn their life around and come out better folks. But then you also got the prisoners who go in there and they get hot sauce rubbed on their nuts. So it's two sides to everything. We understand the struggle that's going on out there. Believe me, we know there's folks in there who shouldn't be in there. We know there's folks in there who should be. Well, there's folks who ain't in there that should be.
Should be, yeah.
But our system is jacked up in that way. So, but to those who are in there who deserve to be, we just pray that you do your time and you come out a better person. Because if not, we're going to be talking about you again anyway. Yeah. So it don't matter.
Yo, man, you got to get your mind right, man. Because when you come out, it's gonna be hard, man, because everybody's against you now.
Oh yeah.
You a convicted felon, man. They ain't giving you chances, man. So you gotta get your game up while you in there.
Yep. But sticking with this this whole
this criminal enterprise,
a little criminal skid we on right now. Did you hear about the suspects who got caught stealing 300 pairs of Victoria's Secret panties?
Think of why. And the fact that it wasn't even chicks make it even worse.
I for the life of me, I've been trying to wrap my brain around what the possible motive was, and the only thing that I could come up with is that they perverts. They literally gonna take these 300 pairs of panties home, and they gonna spank to all 300 pair, and that's gonna be it.
Okay. That's disgusting, but I'll look at it like this, right? The Victoria's Secret panties, man, they go for a good little price.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand the hustle of, nigga, I'm gonna steal this shit and sell it. But one thing you forgot, man, who in the hell is buying panties out of nigga trunk?
Exactly.
It just don't work like that.
That's
man.
Why I said, Mom, if you have a woman that you care about and she likes Victoria's Secret, you have been in Victoria's Secret. You have been in Victoria's Secret. Whether you wanted to or not, you have been in Victoria's Secret. You have seen big women in there. You have seen small women in there. You know, just like I know, that the panties don't fit everybody in there. So, not only did they grab 300 pairs of panties, but they grabbed 300 pairs of different styles of panties. And the fact that they're trying to, for one, you're not going to convince any woman with a head on her shoulder to buy panties out your trunk. I mean, you can't even go to work and be like, hey girl, I got these panties for sale. Come to my trunk and take them out. Check them out. What's she going to be like? No?
You can't even tell somebody, hey man, I got some brand new panties at home. You want them? Nigga, no!
No! I mean, the only thing they, like I said, the only possible thing I could, besides whacking off to them, is selling them on eBay. But even still, that's like, who buys panties off of eBay?
Look, man, once they left the store, them is officially used panties.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody gonna buy that shit.
This one is just, a blower to me, because I'm just like, why? I mean, if they had stole, like, the shoes, maybe some of the perfume or something like that, I would have understood. But you stole the panties. So, unless they went in there and they stole them for their women, because it was like, fuck this. They want Victoria's Secret panties and broke, so we just going to go ahead and do this.
But nigga, I'ma stack up every holiday, nigga. She getting some new draws.
But then you got to talk about knowing her size, knowing what fit she like and everything. It's
You can't go in and get 300 of nothing of the right thing.
Yeah,
that's just not gonna happen, man. You can't select 300 different items and steal them. You know what I'm saying? Not why the store is open, dog.
And see, if you've been around the world, like I'm sure Stone has, and I know I have, you get these random folks that approach you about random stuff at random times anyway. Like I was going to Hooters one day and the dude was like, hey man, you like stereo equipment? And I was like, yeah. He was like, man, check this out, I got this home theater system in the truck. And I was just like, nah I'm cool. Yeah, nah I'm cool.
Man, ain't not many Africans that walked up on me with suitcases full of shit.
Yeah, but never in the history of my life have I ever had somebody come up to me and be like, hey man, I know what your girl wants this holiday season. She wants these panties. What?
What?
No. No.
Where did you get those?
Like, how as a salesperson do you approach somebody to sell them panties? Like, imagine you being with your girl and you walking through the mall and dude just coming like, hey dog, your girl got a fat ass. What? Nah man, I mean it as a compliment. What I'm trying to say is, she got a fat ass, so she gonna need these size 36 panties. Bikini cut. You gonna be like, let me go ahead and loosen my arm up.
You got to take this one, man.
There's no way as a salesperson you trying to sell panties. I don't see it. So I just think they was being pervs and they went on and had a whack-a-thon to these.
Yo, that reminds me of some funny shit that somebody told me, man. This motherfucker say he take girls' panties after he smash them, right? And wrap them bitches around his head when he jack off at the crib. I said, nigga, what? Like, yo, he put them over his face so he could smell them while he jacked his dick, son. I said, yeah.
Yo, we can't be friends no more.
For real, man, I'm done with you, dog. Yo, that was the last conversation we're ever going to have.
There's just some things in this life I don't need to know. And how you decide to handle your business at all is not something I wanted to know. That man said, I put the panties on my head so I can
smell it, nigga, while he doing his business, B. Man.
Is it that bad that you just can't go back and ask for another round?
For real? I don't understand, man.
Oh, my God. This is...
I just don't understand, man. Like... That shit was funny to me, man. I'm like, yo, I never thought to do that.
Man, speaking of whack-a-thon, that just leads perfectly into this this last-minute story that we found. Yo, there's a news article out there that says there is a masturbation contest in China held to celebrate safe sex on World AIDS Day. Long story short, it's a bunch of people who got together, men and women, and they called it the Wankathon.
Wankathon, man. Basically, these people is jacking off in the buckets, man, and see who come up with the most.
But it was only 10 male folks. It was only 10 males that did it. It says it was 10 male participants wore masks and hid their genitals with orange buckets that were later revealed the fruits of their labor. To keep enthusiasm up for the contestants, scantily clad models dance around with sexy toys and blow up dolls.
Man. But,
you know, this just, it's not the fact that they did it, because that's bothersome enough.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that, you know, this is the country, and please don't let me start an international incident when I say this, but this is the country that is beating us economically.
Yeah.
But they got time to do crap like this.
Oh, this ain't the first time. I have seen, like, you know, like them HBO specials and shit. Like, I forgot what that shit is called, man. But it be about the sex type shit, right? Nigga, they have a contest. Not the Wankathon, but to see who can produce the most sperm in a certain amount of time, right? It'd be two to four dudes in different rooms full of women just getting it.
Yo,
wow. The chicks is sucking them off. When he get ready to bust, he do it in the bucket, or the chick can take it in her mouth and put it in the bucket. Then he start fucking another one. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, man, this is what they do over there.
I ain't got time. I don't have time.
And the fact that it be on TV is crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
It's televised. What?
They got pictures of it, and it's the creepiest thing you'll ever see, because these folks are sitting here in pig masks, lined up beside each other with their pants down around their ankles, and they just... with their hands in the bucket, and it's just like, wow, you know.
But the fact that you don't want nobody to see your face, yeah, but you doing it. That just don't make no sense, man.
Man, I just don't understand it. I just do not understand it. And then turn around, moving on to our next story. We got from producing this for a contest to producing it now for this random reason. They had a judge tell this dude that I'm gonna lock you up if you don't stop procreating.
Oh man, man, man. Really?
I'm gonna lock you up if you don't stop procreating. They said this dude is 44 years old and he has $90,000 in past child support due plus interest to help 6 women support 9 kids that he's had with them. And the judge told him that if he has another child until it's proven that he can support the youngster, that he is going to jail.
Hey man, is this the world we live in?
I hate to say it, but yeah.
And alright, this dude got 9 kids, right? I've seen some other shit, man, where these two dudes had like 23 and 24. Hey man, stop that, yo. How much? $90,000 in child support. That's a lot. That's $10,000 a kid
that you ain't paying.
And I'm gonna tell you the truth, man. Anybody that do 9 kids worth of fucking can't have a job. Nigga, you ain't got no time. All you doing is fucking all day. You got 9 kids, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no time for no job, man. So that money's not happening. You know what I'm saying? So
I just.
Oh man, 9. Who wants 9? Look, there's a double standard, right? If you a chick with 9 kids, oh man, you're done. You know what I'm saying? You can wrap it up. That box is no more good. If you a dude with 9 kids, oh man, yo, that nigga be fucking all the time. Now fuck that. Okay. Nah. Either way, it's bad because at some point, right, for a female, she got 9 kids. I mean, a nigga was fucking her when she had 8 kids. Nigga, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And then this dude, he tell you he got 8 kids, yet you take it upon yourself to have sex with this nigga anyway. Even,
this is where we don't talk enough as a society, because you know it used to be like, I know back in the days you got folks who they got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 brothers and whatnot, but it was all from the same daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they were in the same house.
Yeah, it was a different. It was a different world then. You know.
Yeah.
Today, trying to do that, it ain't happening unless you one of them families like the Duggars or whatever that family is that keep having kids, but they got their own farm system or whatnot.
Yeah.
But to do that in today's society, it's like, come on, man, you have no business doing this. Like, at some point, you need to learn how to operate a condom.
man, even go with the pullout.
or just get it snipped. If you liken it that much, just get it snipped and continue doing your business. Then you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Man, like, I was listening to a song, man. It was Waka Flocka. Don't ask me why I was listening to that shit.
No.
You know, I have no explanation for that. But he say, Shawty 16 with 4 baby mothers.
Oh, Jesus.
Nigga, that's not an accomplishment. That is not an accomplishment at all. That's just buffoonery at its finest, man.
At its best. But that's that ratchetness stuff I'm talking about. That the stuff gets played up like, oh, this is dope. No, it's not.
No, nigga, we got all these kids running around fatherless, man. Cause you can't. if you're not in the same house, no child is getting as much attention as they need.
None.
And you got nine by six different women? Come on, man.
Your whole come on. Gone. Visit the kids.
Just think about this, son. How much fucking drama is in your life with six baby mothers, man? Six. Man. Yo, with six, some of them gotta know each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of them have to. They was cool. And you fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't traveling out of state and beating cakes like that, Dad.
Nah, man.
Nah.
Especially you got six and nine kids, right? So that means. Damn, nigga, how that work? Some of them got two and three.
Yeah, some of them got two. Or three.
Yeah, you know, oh, man, stop it, Aki.
It's just bad business all around. Just,
yeah, man.
But you know what? I'm not going front, though. This is what I honestly believe, that I don't think jail is the way to go. I think this whole thing where folks keep, when these deadbeat dads keep, you know, putting their stuff out there, and they keep racking up babies, and they're not taking care of them. It should be something where the judge is like, okay, you're going to jail, or we gonna castrate you ourselves. You know, we gonna cut you ourselves.
Oh, like, man, we hold on, man. We going to ball snipping.
I just know too many folks who have come across these deadbeat dads, and I have no respect for them. You know what I'm saying? If you ever seen a child come into this world at any point, whether it be yours, a friend's, whatnot, if you've ever seen a baby, that baby did not ask to be here. That baby is precious. That baby deserves everything it can get. And for you to sit up there and to do what you do, and to, you know, to be in that position where you even having a child and to ball out, that's cowardice to me.
Yeah.
I have no respect for it. None. But the least you could do, even if you're not going to be in that child's life, the least you could do is help put forth some money to take care of it. Do something. If it got to be, come by the house. If you ain't working, come by the house instead of smoking weed and whatnot. Come by the house and help take care of the baby. Something to balance the stuff out. When you're not doing nothing to help out, and then the mom is sitting there doing all she can do and whatnot, then it just get bad. I know women who they are owed like $70,000 in back child support from one person.
Yeah.
And it's just like, our justice system is failing us because it's allowing it to get that bad. You know, they sending Wesley Snipes and Lauryn Hill to jail for not paying their taxes, but you can't catch folks not paying their child support. For real?
But I totally agree with you. But the system is fucked up. The system is really fucked up, man. Because if you with a woman and she have a baby, put your name on a birth certificate, you find out that kid's not yours.
Oh boy, you stuck.
You still have to pay for it.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
I got a homeboy who ended up in that situation.
Real?
Yeah.
Man.
But see, again, that just comes back to just what our actions are as a society anyway. That's the main reason we do this show, in my opinion, is because we trying to put out there the foolishness that's going on, and hopefully it helps this stuff stop. Because, you know, you got these women out here who sit up there and they cry, oh, I want a good man, I want this, I want that, blah, blah, blah. And then they get somebody who, I don't know, maybe wants to be there and help take care of the child and whatnot, but you did him dirty, and now that child is not his, so he has to live with that fact. And the fact that he still has to pay child support for it is like,
Yeah, that's, because it take a certain type of dude, man, to raise another man's child.
Yeah, it does.
I'm saying you got to be a good dude to do that. Everybody's not like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't. And yo, that hurts, man. When you love a child and then find out that it's not yours. Like, yo, for like some people can still, I don't care, that's still my child. Mm-hmm. Some people, man, they cannot deal with that.
And it's a right, you know what I'm saying? That's betrayal of the highest form. Because I mean, just imagine if you sitting up there and you trying to be that good dude, and you sitting up there, you going through the 9 months of her mood swings and all this other stuff, and only to find out that, it's not yours, and it's just like, wow, you know? I put my life behind this, and I'm in love with this little person in my hands, only for you to tell me it's not mine. Like, yeah. Wow.
That's correct. Yo, and the fact that Maury exists basically for that reason. He does maybe 2-3 other shows the entire year. It all be paternity tests, right? Mm-hmm. You come on that a dude came on the show with his girl because his man slept with his girl and she got pregnant. So the dude, his man found out the baby wasn't his. Come to find out the baby wasn't even the boyfriend's, nigga. Mm. Like, yo.
That's that right reality TV stuff right there. Because if that stuff is real, I hate to say this, but Maury is a piece of shit for putting for putting us out there like that.
Hell yeah. Look, man. Because there's no way. If you smash a chick, everybody know how babies is made. If you smash a chick, you're not gonna come on TV and be like, hey man, that baby ain't mine, man. Fuck that, man. She a hoe. Fuck all that. I know, man. If you put it in there, there's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's yours, man. Just keep it 100, man. Like, nigga, I don't know. You said I don't know. I'm here to find out. Man.
They be on TV living. Nah, they ain't my He don't even look like me. And then what be killing me is that the baby, they be like, the baby look like them, and then you be looking at the dude and you be like, that might be his baby.
You know what I'm saying? In the nose. Yeah.
And that's what they be saying too. You see, that baby got his eyes. Okay. And then Marv be like, he is not the father. The dude break out in the dance. He call her all types of hoes. And the chick, she take off and run backstage, man, to that couch.
Look, man. Why did the niggas not shit? Every time the girl talking, he ain't shit. I don't want nothing from you. You gon', you know what I'm saying? I just want to know who the father is, right?
Yeah.
As soon as they find out this nigga is the father, oh, you gonna start paying now? You better get that check ready. I'm like, so this baby is a check to you?
Yeah. Like I said, Maury be on some other stuff. Maury be like, Maury is a piece of shit if these people is real up there. Because them people be like, nah, man, I ain't that baby dad. I ain't that. I seen one. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed this day. Because this one was a bad episode. First off, the chick was up there. And her own aunt claimed that she was sleeping around. And so the baby wasn't the boyfriend's. Because she apparently, you know, she was cool with the boyfriend. And she was disappointed in her niece. So she all on TV overreacting. Dang, no way that baby is hers. I was like, all right. So you watching the show and everything. The dude was in there like, nah, man. You know, she cheated on me and all this other stuff. So, of course, she like, I ain't cheating on him, yada yada. He cheated on me, yada yada. The results come out, right? And the chick was like, if this baby mine, y'all kissing my feet. Like, I ain't kissing nobody toes, mama, because you a hoe, doesn't it? Okay. The results come out. What happened? It was his.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, she pulled that big crusty toe out. And it was like, Aunt was like, she got down and kissed it and went.
What?
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
The other dude was like, he was like, man, baby, I'm so sorry. And then, of course, here come the next question. So now that you know you're the father, what you gonna do? man, I'm going to be a good dad, you know. I'm going to step up. I'm going to do what I got to do to take care of a little rerun, you know what I'm saying?
Like, nigga, no, you're not.
He'd be like, all right. But then the next couple came up, and same stuff. Girl done slept with a bunch of... No, dude slept with two females or something like that. I forgot what it was. The dude had slept with the chick. She was supposed to be a girl, a hoe, but she was pregnant. And then the dude had moved on, and he was seeing somebody else and all this other stuff. And the new girlfriend was like, oh, I just want to prove that it's not his baby and all that stuff, so we can go ahead and get married, yada, yada, so on and so forth. So I was like, all right, of course. What happens? Results time. In the case, a little J.R. Butterscotch. Tyrone, you are the father. The chick jumping up and down celebrating. The girlfriend, she mad. The dude take off running backstage, right? I guess that's the default thing, that when you find out whether the baby is yours or not.
Yeah, you gotta go backstage.
When you're disappointed, you go run backstage, right?
Yeah.
This man ran backstage and was so distraught, supposedly, that he jumped, but he missed the couch.
What?
Yes, he missed the couch. Dog, you talking about somebody crying at that what? Mess? I was in tears.
What did he have?
He missed the couch and then got back up on it. It was like, when Mari came right there, he was... I just knew I wasn't that baby daddy. Y'all, that's what I'm gonna be a good daddy. Shut up.
Oh, you're not, nigga.
I hate that. Mari's man, shit for that.
Yeah, man. I'm so tired of that shit, man. It just don't make sense, dog.
Yeah, man. But you know what? Like I said, as a society, we have to do better as a people. Black, white, Asian. Hispanic, Haitian, whatever the case you may be, we got to do better as a society, because they be putting us on TV and laughing at us.
Bad, son. Like, it just, there's nothing that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If you got two videos, right, a positive video that got a message, and just some ratchet shit, that ratchet shit is gonna blow up, man.
Oh yeah.
If you say something positive, nobody wants to see that shit, man. Like, everybody wants to see that dumb stuff, dog. And I just don't understand why.
I mean, believers, we promote it, but it's just because we want you to know what's out there. And, of course, we're talking about the stupidity of the situation.
You know what I'm saying? I want to understand why you like this.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, why is this... what you flock to.
Yeah, man.
East Point, smoke some dank. Call it ball in the eye. Decatur. Old National got skanks. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Check it. Well, it's the M-I drinking letter. Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than the polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking that shit. Bend corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve, and now you about to see the southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried, cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sax, B-I-G-B-O-I, is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
My oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait, because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. I will it know to beat the arse regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if in tune it, it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the piece of my pie. Now break a breaker, tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Every day I sit while my nigga be in school thinking about the second album at the dungeon shooting pool like ES to the PA, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you make the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you making a coffee. You heard the H.E. alien, so back the hell up off.
Softly, as if I played piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Again, thanks a lot for coming to school today.
No problem, Nate.
I promise to exercise and eat right.
Don't forget 60 minutes of play a day, right?
And I'll grow up to be big and strong like you.
Absolutely.
And play in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
And be drafted number one.
Maybe.
And become the starting quarterback of the Panthers.
Okay.
You can be my backup.
Excuse me?
And make Panthers fans forget about you.
What?
And become your mom's favorite player.
Whoa.
I'm just loosening my arm.